In the meantime, though, Bobby Kerr is chairman of Insomnia and, of course, has no connection whatsoever with Newstalk, though his weekend show is excellent. He was last night's victim on the restaurant on TV3, and it wasn't without controversy, Bobby.
Yes, a little bit of controversy.
You were robbed, my friend.
Thank you.
I can honestly say, hand to my heart, you were totally robbed.
As you were reading that voiceover, you said, this is just a cruel injustice to my colleague in Newstalk. What are they doing?
Well, that's what I was trying to imply in what I was saying.
The worst thing that somebody thought I was actually Hook. That was just too much to take.
Oh, God.
I know.
Tell us something about your cooking experience, because it's varied. You started as a cook on an oil rig.
Yeah, I did 2 years on the North Sea oil rigs back in the early 80s, 83 to 85. Five-star chefs, one-star customers. The food was absolutely awesome.
What do they eat on an oil rig?
A lot of anything that you put in front of them. We used to have to have 14-inch plates, like that, a standard plate's like about 10 inches, because the guy would come along and say, oh yeah, I'll have chicken, I'll have steak, I'll have a piece of lasagna with a scotch pie on top, and that might only be a starter. These guys ate for Ireland.
Yeah, okay, because obviously they were working
extremes,
hard, and were any of them fairly porky?
Yeah, they were actually.
Would you think it'd be a disadvantage in that
job?
We
used to call them bears, right? Because they used to come up to the hot plate and just growl. They wouldn't speak. They'd just go, okay. And then it was great.
Yeah, and when you're on the, how long were you on the oil rig for?
2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. I used to live in Dublin, fly to Aberdeen, out for 2 weeks, work as a chef, and then back for two.
Okay. Was it fun?
It was hard work. Money was really good, but fun is probably a little bit of an overstatement.
And Britain, when you were working then, they'd be long days.
12-hour days, 14 in a row, and then 14 off.
Yeah. Okay. Did that... Well, that must have equipped you to some degree then for being on the restaurant.
Sorry,
I thought that would be a breeze.
I got dug in. I was there at 8 o'clock. I was still working in my whites at 10:30 that night, and I didn't draw a breath.
Yeah.
It was like the old days.
Yeah. It is hard work, and it's hot work. Now, to go through some of the controversies that happened...
P-gate, you want to start there?
Yeah. let's talk about... Yes. one of the things now, he refused to eat it. Marco.
Yeah, okay. I was really, really cheesed off about that. Every one of those pancakes, this is for the crepe Suzette.
The crepes, yes.
And crepe Suzettes are served at the table. It's called Garidon service, and it was a traditional 70s dish, 60s and 70s, where the pancakes are refried at the table, done in liqueur.
Yeah, liqueur. Yeah.
And flambéed at the table. But Marco decided in his wisdom that because he didn't see it being prepared, he wasn't going to eat it. Then the other controversy was...
But you could hardly come out. He was missing the whole point of the programme.
What I actually should have done was I should have put on either a balaclava or else a Hook mask. A Hook mask, and came out and said and pretended I was Hook or something like that. That might have worked. The other thing that I think tripped me up was my coffee ice cream. How could I not go on the restaurant and not do something with coffee? So I decided to do it with ice cream, and they reckoned that was... Grand Marnier was the liqueur I couldn't think of there for a second. Yeah. But because... So I was absolutely furious, is to put it mildly. Did you see the reaction on Twitter all last night? And I said, Francis Brennan was there like he swallowed a wasp. He must have gone into the toilet and seen the toilet paper back to front or something.
Why are you blaming Francis Brennan?
Well, I'm just saying.
It's Marco's restaurant.
Just saying. And Tom Dooley, right? He's into me on Bobby's Late Breakfast on Sunday.
Oh, God.
He better bring his crash album with him.
Yeah. You'll hear all about it wasn't him. Oh, no. It was 5 stars if I had my way. Tell us, what is a Dublin lawyer? I'd never heard of that before.
Now, do you know that?
Absolutely delicious.
Dublin lawyer is lobster, cream, again, flambéed in brandy. It was a real, another sort of retro dish.
Mm.
And one of the reasons I did Dublin lawyer, and I also did Queen of Puddings, because I thought somebody might think I was a gay solicitor. I was trying to put them off the scent.
Yeah. I think, didn't somebody think you were a transvestite, which is close enough. Yeah. In food terms.
But Dublin lawyer, a very rich dish, but a wonderful dish. Got the lobsters there off Torquay.
Mm.
My lamb came from Lambay Island. Like, I really did put in... My family were absolutely cheesed off. My daughter said to me, please, I never want to see another quail's egg, because I was doing them all over Christmas.
Yeah, the quail's eggs are, yeah. they're a weird little thing, a quail's egg. Now, and you also barbecued one of your mates, which had never been done before in the restaurant.
Tripped up by my own ambition.
No, that was a brilliant idea. Yeah, and that seemed to have worked really well. Was it to that woman had a food orgasm?
She had the food orgasm, that's right. And then the...
you don't want to clean up that one, really.
Then we had the other one with the hair. Come on, it wasn't my hair.
It wasn't your hair, yeah. That was, yeah, but then again, that wouldn't have influenced the judging. They probably wouldn't even have known about the hair.
No, and you know the way it works, like, if you can put out three really, really, sort of really, really good dishes for the judges, that's all you need to do. The actual voting public, as in the punters, have no say at all.
No, they don't.
Like, they stick up their stars and that, and a few of them stuck up four. Again, just obviously they were part of the Twitter, revolution on this whole thing. But, you know, I was disappointed for about 2 minutes. It was a great experience. I loved every bit of it. And I think people know that I can cook. People know my food. They like my food. And that food was me. Every bit on that plate was me to a T.
Yeah.
So to hell with what
when
think.
You look back, because I like on the restaurant, usually they kind of go, whoever it is saying, here are my three meals, and the kitchen staff will say, yeah, that's good, that's lovely, yeah, oh, that's good, that's a bit chefy. You didn't have anything that was chefy. You didn't have any old foam or any of that kind of
crap.
Was probably why.
Well,
there was no foam. Or something, you know, sliced
and fried
for no reason.
There was a food orgasm, though. You don't get that every day.
I don't know if that's... I don't know if that involves foam, to be honest, really. Moving swiftly on. Now, this is a total change of tone, but when you were getting the cancer treatment, did your taste buds, you had no taste buds. Mm. Did they come back?
They haven't come back fully yet. Maybe that was another problem. In that it tasted great to me, but the critics didn't actually like it. No, whatever they did in terms of radiation on my neck and that, my taste buds have been affected, and like I'm fully better and fully recovered, all clear. But slight side effect that'll probably be with me forever is that the old taste buds have been mucked up a bit. I have this massive sweet tooth now that I never had before, so I could go all day eating bars and eat nothing else. It's great.
It's not great for a fellow who runs a chain of coffee shops who has a sweet tooth. Oh no, here comes Bobby. Lock
muffin
everything
gate.
Up.
Lock up the muffins.
Bobby, I, as you know, I've worked on that program since the start, and I think you were cruelly robbed.
Thank you, Sean.
I've witnessed it on that show.
It validates my disappointment.
And somebody texts in to say, Jesus, Bobby, talk about a man of many trades. Can you fix my boiler too? We'll send him round after this. Right, okay, we're going to take another break after that. A couple of movies, maybe some booze.